I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Mother Sai. Esteemed elders, brothers, sisters, and my dear students, I wish you all a warm Sai Ram. And let me begin with a very nice incident. Once in Kodaikanal, when Bhagwan was amidst his students, he suddenly posed a question to the students. My dear boys, do you know why I have drawn you all so close to me? Students gave several replies. Bhagwan then said, I have given this close proximity to you because I want to revive the Bharatiya Samskriti through you all. That is the reason why I give you so many opportunities to watch me, to be close to me, to learn from me, and to be guided by me. This vision of Bhagwan explains the motive behind Bhagwan organizing summer courses in Indian culture and spirituality. It is for the benefit of the students with the intention of molding young minds and orienting them to our rich cultural and spiritual heritage. The students get a glimpse of the vast and the ancient wisdom of Bharat. Bhagwan refers to Indian culture as Bharatiya Samskriti because, as he explains, Bharat is not just the country, India, defined by some man-made geographical boundaries. Bharat stands for Bha, that is God, and Rati, that is love. It is a land that promotes and nurtures love for God. Bhagwan says that Bharatiya culture is a world culture. It is not meant only for Bharat. It is meant for all mankind to reveal to the world the path of divine. According to Bhagwan, the culture of Bharat is ancient. It is ageless. It is relevant in the contemporary context, and hence it should be practiced and propagated. It gives me a great pleasure in introducing to you the young soldiers of Sai's army who will share with us what they have imbibed during their stay in this hallowed university. First we have Sri V. Sai Pramod, a science student studying in class 12 of Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, who will present a summary of the deliberations of the second day of the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality held in Poonachandra Auditorium this morning. Sai Pramod joined the primary school in the first standard in the year 2002. He secured a GPA of 10 on 10, in the CBSE board examinations in the year 2012. He had the rare opportunity to act in three dramas presented in front of Bhagwan. He was also a member of violin group which performed in the Divine Presence on several occasions. The summary presentation will be followed by two talks by student speakers. The first speaker is Kumari Jasmine Rai, a third-year BSc honors student of the Anandpur campus. Jasmine Rai hails from Darjeeling and has attended Balvika's classes, has been part of many dramas staged in her Balvika's center. She is proficient in fine arts and loves reading books. The second speaker of the day is Sri Shravan Sai, a third-year student of the Bachelor of Computer Applications course from the Mudanhalli campus of the institute. Shravan Sai hails from Berhampur in Odisha. He joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the year 2011. A student of first batch of BCA course at Mudanhalli, he won the cultural championship in the annual sports and cultural meet in the year 2012. He is going to share his thoughts with us on the topic gratitude. The two speeches will be followed by a musical tribute to Bhagwan titled Sai Smaranam by the students of the Anandpur campus. Thereafter, we shall have bhajans and the evening session will conclude with Mangal Aarti. I request the speakers to make their presentation in the order mentioned. Now, I invite V. Sai Pramod to the podium. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Lord Sai. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. It is my privilege today to present to you all a summary of today's session of the summer course. The morning session of the second day of the summer course on Indian culture and spirituality began with the traditional Vedic chanting by the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus. The Vedic chanting was followed by a discussion panel headed by Dr. Ms. Rani P.L., assistant professor in the Anandpur campus. Ms. Rani highlighted the ascent of Satya Sai educational system by recording Bhagwan's utterance, "The soul of education is education for the soul." Ms. Rani then introduced the rest of the panel, which included Sister Malati Srinivasan, currently pursuing research, Sister Saundarya, working as the assistant editor of The Hindu, Brother Suresh, who is currently heading Naukri.com, and Brother Dharma Prasad, who is deep into social work. All of the above are alumni of the Institute of Higher Learning. The panel began by recollecting their wonderful experiences with the Lord, how each word, gesture, and smile of His mattered so much to them. They recalled the way they joined the Institute, hence how Swami instilled faith and love in their hearts. They were united in saying that Swami is the undercurrent of their lives, and each incident narrated by them substantiated their point of view. The panel went on to discuss the problems a Swami student might face when he or she gets into top positions of companies all over the world. The students mustn't battle an eyelid while saying no to anything they think is against our culture. The students must stick to vegetarian food and keep off bad habits, even if their colleagues force them to do otherwise. The next topic discussed was money. Money comes and goes, morality comes and grows. This statement must be the topmost in any student's mind while he or she enters the world which thinks exactly the opposite. The students must stick on to the values taught by Swami and practice them in everyday life. The panel ended at the same point where they had started. Swami is the undercurrent of all our lives, thus completing a full circle of events and discussion and bringing out the importance of the Satya Sai educational system. This was followed by a short documentary on Swami in Prashanthi Nilayam in the good old days. The documentary named The Message I Bring brought out the glory of the Swami's mission. The video consisted of eye-pleasing visuals combined with the utterances of the Lord, in which He said, and I quote, "Continue your worship of your favorite gods along the lines you are already familiar with, and you will find yourself coming closer to me, because all names and all forms are mine," unquote. The discourse illustrated the fact that man must make use of the Lord and His teachings to get closer to Him. This wonderful discourse was followed by a speech by Brother Sai Giridhar, who joined the school in the 11th standard and completed his BSc, MSc and MPhil from our institute. Brother Giridhar is currently pursuing his research in our institute. He started by citing the four types of devotees: Artha, Artharthi, Jignasu and Jnani. He then went on to elaborate the four types of devotees, giving suitable examples. He spoke on what the Bhagavatam gives us, that is the Navaveda Bhakti Marga, which is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. He went on to explain each of these beautifully by giving suitable examples, and he also punctuated his speech with very good instances. He also gave the sacred mantra of unwavering devotion, which goes thus, Kleem Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. He also went on to explain the significance of this sacred mantra. His speech was followed by a quiz on the topic, the life and messages of avatars as narrated by Baba. The participating students were divided into four groups, namely Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema. There were 8 rounds in the competition, which covered all the avatars of the Lord, including the Satya Sai avatar, which also had a special round on the visuals of Swami. Overall, it was a great learning experience for all the people seated there, and the quiz had a great response from the audience. In the post-lunch session, the students discussed Swami's discourses on the control of senses, like they did yesterday. This was the overview of today's session of the summer course. I would like to thank Swami for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for your patient listening. Jai Sai.
Sai Ram.
The greatest adventure in life is to seek God. The greatest romance in life is to love God. The greatest achievement in life is to realize God. I offer my prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. The all-knowing Lord is above all powers and above all wisdom. His will and His way can neither be surmised nor comprehended by man. He alone is the doer, and we are all His instruments. O Lord, let Thy will be done. A sense of fulfillment and a sense of gratitude fills my heart on the very thought of being called Swami's property. This beautiful fortune of becoming a Satya Sai student is the finest achievement earned only by His will and His grace. We are all extremely fortunate because our lives have been touched by Bhagwan, who is our true companion. Each one of us has his own special memories about the first trip to Prashanti Nilayam as a student of Bhagwan. In the year I joined the institute, the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality was resumed, and that itself became our first darshan, our first connection with Swami. Once, when we asked one of our teachers to share her feelings about the summer course with Swami, she phrased it to be a feast for the mind and the body. She would tell us how Swami would take care of each and every detail during the summer course. He would often ask what to speak on, and then once he would get started, he would be so immersed, and one can fancy the sweetness of the nectar flowing in the words of Bhagwan. He would then walk amongst his students, asking about their opinions and even taking care of the meals. That divine form would suddenly appear amidst the audience, surprising everyone by his sudden presence. Imagine a 15-day feast with Bhagwan. But for us, this 3-day feast with Bhagwan is one of a kind and the most priceless gift given to us by Bhagwan. Swami started the summer course back in the year 1972 to revive Indian culture. Being Indians, it is of paramount importance that we are aware of our culture as well as conscious about the urgency to preserve it. In this modern age, most of us are not acquainted with our own culture, and so were we before becoming Bhagwan students. The summer course provides us an opportunity to learn about the greatness of our culture. I'm sure all of us have benefited from the insightful discourses and the educative speeches delivered in the summer course. I myself was always inquisitive about the significance of our sacred texts like the Ramayana and Mahabharata, because the stories contained in these texts can easily be narrated and understood. But what of its significance and its relevance? And why do we need to know about it even now? And yes, Bhagwan, in his own inimitable way, answered my queries. The beauty and the profound depth of these texts was unfolded by Swami in the summer course. Who else can be more fortunate than us to be able to listen to and absorb the richness of these texts told by God Himself? As my friends and I were sharing our thoughts about the summer course last year, all of us felt a strange urge to do something for our country. What Bhagwan wants us by getting, wants from us by getting a Satya Sai education is not merely earning a degree,
But much more than that, I feel extremely proud that this prompting was something that was shared in common by all of us, even those who were not acquainted by Swami before they joined the Institute. One of my batchmates told me that she had never seen Swami, yet she felt an inexplicable connection and a desire to transform after attending the summer course in 2011. Despite our ignorance, Swami has given us this beautiful opportunity to learn about the greatness of our culture and to transform ourselves. The beautiful relationship that we share with our Bhagwan has its own uniqueness and charm. In my case, I never saw Swami physically, and so also many of my friends, yet we are filled with so much love for Him. In this context, I am reminded of a sweet experience which I had last year. It was during the birthday celebrations in this very Sai Kulwant Hall. I was deeply engaged in a conversation with Swami, and that day I was feeling very despondent and worried. Without my realization, I started crying bitterly. Then suddenly someone had kindly put the prasadam on my lap. As I opened my eyes, I saw that it was my favorite sweet and wrapped in a cover on which was written three words, "Always be happy." It is only because of His love and the hold of His unseen hands that we are learning to see Him in everything we do, in the people around us, and most importantly, within us. What I believe is that I always have something to learn from others, the finest example being my dear teachers and my own batchmates. Their innocence, their simplicity, their charmness, their spontaneity and their selflessness and so many other things, because these are the very virtues that define our dear Lord. Whenever I see such sweet innocence, that is Swami. Whenever I see such simplicity, that is Swami. And whenever I see such love and affection, that is Swami. My stay here in His abode has taught me to live a miraculous life by learning to see good in others, because that is what takes me closer to my God. The first step is to transform our own selves by learning the virtues of God. So let us all strive to be not just the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, but the students of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As we bask in His divine radiance, the warmth of His love melts our hearts, directing it to love all and our hands to serve all. Swami has already set the stage for us to cultivate our hearts and grow in the spirit of selfless love. By giving to the world what it desperately needs, we become, in the words of Bhagwan, embodiments of love. The sole purpose in the life of Mother Teresa was to live the life of Jesus Christ. To live the life of God is equivalent to loving everyone. Just like a flower that offers its fragrance to all without any discrimination, we too are the flowers blossoming in the garden of Sai. So let us all spread His fragrance wherever we go. Dear Swami, what shall we render to You for all that You bestow on us? Install Yourself in our hearts. Pray, live in us, so that we may become like You. Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of my divine mother and father, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Sai Ram to one and all. Namo vakam prachasmahe, ena kritamidam jagat, jala neela rupaihi, nityam palayati praninam. My salutations to the one who created the world and provides air and water to all beings. Gratitude is a virtue which has been ingrained in all culture since ancient times. Unknowingly or knowingly, all of us have been following it. We have this tradition of offering something to God when we visit a temple. And we also believe in offering the best to God. Even when we have a puja at home, we offer the best to God. We not only worship God, but we also worship Mother Nature and the Panchabhutas. Here, science puts a question. They ask, why should we worship such lifeless objects? Our ancients explain, soil gives us food, the sun causes rain, day and night. And the Panchabhutas are the core of our existence. Nothing can exist without the Panchabhutas. Then, what's wrong in worshipping the Panchabhutas, the nature and God? Swami says, we should be grateful to them because they are the core of our existence. And worshipping nature is a way of expressing man's gratitude towards the nature. When I talk about existence, we should not forget the primary cause of our existence, our mother. A mother nourishes the baby in her womb and fosters the well-being of the child after birth. And Swami beautifully says, it's our duty to be grateful to our mother. Karuna rasa sampurne, vatsalya sukhasadane, janani santata maham, nivedayami kartagnyam. O mother, you are the ocean of love and house of kindness. Thus, I always express my gratitude towards you. Swami has set an example for all of us by expressing his gratitude towards Mother Ishwaramma, by fulfilling Ishwaramma's small desires in a magnificent way. Mother Ishwaramma had requested Swami to build a small dispensary where the villagers can be treated, a school where the village children can be educated, a facility of drinking water. And Swami had given a word that he would fulfill all her desires. Swami built a general hospital and also a super speciality hospital, a university, and he started a water project which serves not only the villages but the people of the whole district. Swami never went away from Patti. Throughout his life he has been staying in Patti, just because Mother Ishwaramma had asked him not to go away from Patti. Swami says, my life is my message. And throughout his life, Swami has been showing us how we should be grateful to the people who have given us a helping hand and support. When I talk about Swami being grateful, my mother, who was blessed to be a student of the Anandpur campus, recollects this incident which happened in the year 1982. During Swami's birthday celebrations, the Anandpur students were instructed to prepare laddus for all the devotees. And they did it very sincerely. After the celebrations, Swami came to them. And he said, all of you work so hard for Swami, but Swami couldn't meet you because he was very busy. And then he said, if you had been at home, your parents might have given you many more laddus and varieties of sweets. But Swami is able to give you only one. To this the students replied, no Swami, what you give is great for us. What you give is Mahaprasadam. And then Swami lovingly said, when guests visit home, mother is always busy in taking care of them. And the children are working. Swami is also your mother. You are all Swami's children. And Swami shall always take care of you. There happened another incident. In those days during Gram Seva, the students used to visit villages, speak about Swami and spread awareness about health and hygiene. And Swami, he used to wait for the students to come back. And every day, he used to have some prasadam with him to distribute to the students. And this fine day, Swami had got pulpy, juicy and big mangoes, like the ones he gave us yesterday. And as soon as the students came, Swami distributed the mangoes, one mango each. And then Swami lovingly expressed, "All of you work so hard for Swami. You toil under the hot sun. If you had been at home, your parents might have got you many different varieties of mangoes. And many mangoes. But Swami is able to give you only one. Here, Swami orders, it's not the quantity by which gratitude is expressed, but it is the sweet words we speak and the feelings in our heart." Swami not only spoke to the students politely, but he also gave an assurance that he is always there for all of us. Gratitude is the fundamental part of the teachings of all great avatars. Once, when Krishna and Balram were about to enter Kamsa's palace, they noticed another man. He was there with a bundle and he was also about to enter the palace. And Balram asked him, "Hey, what are you carrying?" The washerman replied back, "These are the most expensive silks of the king, and you look like villagers. I can't allow you to touch them. Be gone." When Krishna heard this, he gave a tight blow to this washerman and both the washerman and the bundle fell down. After adorning themselves with these silks, Krishna and Balram were about to enter the gate when this lady approached. Her name was Kubja. She was the perfumer of King Kamsa. She had a beautiful face but had three physical deformities. Seeing these boys, she thought, they look like sons of Devaki and Vasudev. And they appear like avatar of Narayana. How nice it would be if they had accepted my perfumes. Thinking thus, she went to Krishna and Balram. And offering them the perfume, she said, "No one else knows the secret of my perfumes. And there are many more perfumers in Mathura, but the king accepts the perfumes only from me. Please accept my offering." Krishna lovingly put his fingers into her boxes and dabbed all over his clothes. Kubja was very grateful. She thought her life was redeemed because the Lord accepted her offering. Shedding tears of joy, she expressed her gratitude to Krishna. And she moved aside with an intention to leave. But Krishna stopped her. He pressed her feet with his little tiny feet and lifted her up. And all the bends which were there in her body were now gone. Krishna relieved Kubja of all her physical deformities because he was grateful to her. He expressed his gratitude by relieving Kubja of all her physical deformities. And he also showed us that the more you give, the more you get. Rhonda Byrne writes in her book, The Secret, "One should be grateful towards life and all the things that happen in life. Even in the morning when we wake up and put our first step on the floor, we should be grateful to the new day." And she also writes, "The more great gratitude you show, that more you receive." Here I am reminded of an incident. Once, the students were supposed to put up a drama before Swami. And here was this boy, who was playing the role of a thirsty king. Many people commented him about his acting. They said his acting was not so good. But still the boy wanted to give his best performance before Swami. And after the final performance, Swami posed for photographs and he directly came to this boy who was playing the role of the thirsty king. He materialized a ring and gave him. The other actors were all puzzled. I thought there are so many actors. There are actors who have huge dialogues and have acted in many scenes. And here is an actor who has acted in one scene with hardly with any dialogues. And Swami showering so much love on him. But later it came to light that this boy had not drunk water for one full day just because he wanted to put up the best performance before Swami. And This boy must have gone a lot of hardships because it's not so easy to remain thirsty for one full day. But he also received a priceless gift from Bhagavan, a ring. Therefore, I believe we should also be grateful for all the difficulties and troubles which we get in life. Because it's only at the time of difficulties and trouble that we think of God more. And this takes us a step closer towards Him. Mother Kunti knew this, and thus, when Krishna asked her what she wanted, she said she wanted sorrows. And she also said that if she leads a life of comfort and luxury, she might forget Krishna. But if she leads a life of suffering, she would never forget Krishna. She would always remember Him. When I talk about difficulties, my father recollects this beautiful experience. Years back in 70s and 80s, Swami used to allow the summer course students to sing before Him. And my father was fortunate to be chosen by Swami in the fourth summer course to sing before Him. Once my father and uncle visited Prashanthi Nilayam during the 1980 World Conference. And in the morning, during darshan, Swami said, "Sing in the evening." They were very much excited. They were very happy and very glad. So they started practicing. And then in the evening, in the very same bhajan hall, and they were sitting just before the bhajans, a sevadal came to them. And he said, "Show me the ID card." In those days, the singers were supposed to issue an ID card, which said they are permitted to sing inside the bhajan hall before Swami. And now they remembered that they had completely forgotten about that ID card. They had forgotten to issue it. And they explained it to the sevadal that Swami has asked them to sing. And therefore in the excitement they had forgotten. But the sevadal paid no heed to their request. And he forced them to sit outside on the veranda. The bhajan started and they were still sitting on the veranda. But now they had started crying. They were praying to Swami in their hearts. 5 bhajans got over. And when the 6th bhajan began, the same sevadal came to them and said, "Sir, I'm sorry. Swami has asked you, so you can please come inside and sit and also sing." And it was at that time my father got a chance to sit in the first line of the bhajan hall, right in front of Swami's pedestal. And when he started singing, Swami came. He entered the bhajan hall. He looked at him and gave his mischievous and beautiful smile. Today when my father recollects this experience, he feels really grateful to the difficulty he faced, to the pain he had in his heart. Because it was after this experience, he got number of chances to sing before Swami. And he rendered all his bhajans to Bhagavan. Even when God incarnated in the form of Lord Ram, he gave gifts of gratitude to everyone who had participated with him, who had supported him in the war against the evil. But knowingly, Rama did not give anything to Hanuman. And Mother Sita noticed this. And Sita felt a little pity for Hanuman. So she took out her pearl necklace and gave it to Hanuman. Hanuman accepted the gift. And he went. He started biting the pearls and took them to his ears. Everyone was puzzled. There were people who got irritated with the weird behavior of Hanuman. And it was only Lord Ram who could understand the feelings in his heart. Hanuman was trying to listen to Lord Ram's name in those pearls. Because anything without the name of the Lord is insignificant for him. And then Rama approached Hanuman. He said, "What can I give to a devotee like you? I have no gifts to give to a devotee like you. And therefore, I give you myself." And he embraced Hanuman. Hanuman had done a lot of service to Lord Ram. He worked a lot for Lord Ram. And therefore, Rama gave himself to Hanuman. And on the other side, there are we, who have hardly done anything for Swami. We have hardly done anything for Swami, but still, Swami continues to love us. He showers His grace, He showers His love on all of us. Swami guides all of us, not only in our daily life, in our materialistic life, but He also guides all of us in our spiritual life too. And I believe the least thing we can do to express Swami, our gratitude towards Him, is just follow a few of the teachings which He has taught. And therefore, personally, I express my gratitude towards Swami. Because throughout my life, from the time I was born, Swami has been taking care of me. Whenever I am in some trouble, or whenever I am sad, when I just think, Swami, please take care, He takes over. And He takes care of all the problems. He solves the problems and takes care of me. I still feel Swami is holding my hand and taking me through this journey of life. Today, Swami has put me, He has accepted me as a student. And He has put me in His youngest campus. And to conclude, I would say, all of us as a campus are very grateful to Bhagavan for sharing all the love and grace on us and providing everything to us. And I also thank Bhagavan to give me this opportunity to speak and share my thoughts about gratitude. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Form of God is Dharma, the glory of which was witnessed by the Creator's creations. In the Kali Yuga, our loving God, Bhagwan Baba, showered His choicest blessings on us by making us an integral part of His divine mission. Invoking the blessings of Bhagwan Baba, today, we, the students and staff of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur Campus, offer a musical program entitled Sai Smaranam at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. We begin this musical saga by offering our first composition to Lord Ganesha. सवारा है हर पल में एक मीठा एहसास तुम ही से तो छाया है मौसम की हर बदलते रुख में तुम्हारा ही तो साथ पाया है ऐ साईं हर सुर हर साज में बस तुम्हारा ही तो गुणगान आया है तुम ही हमारे प्यास हो और हमारे जीवन का आधार हो कैसे दूर रहे ओ भगवान कैसे दूर रहे Of human life that you can realize the divine. The next song highlights the true essence of a purposeful life, one lived by walking the path of truth and peace.
Chayanali లేని ప్రేమ పంచమనులోనే కొలుమండే సాయి.
In surrender, there are no negotiations. You are our very faith, and we surrender ourselves to you, O Lord. The next song depicts our feelings of devotion towards God and love towards humanity.
Amen.
Where the avatar of this yuga showers his infinite blessings on all of us. Singing the glory of our merciful Lord, we offer our last song at the lotus feet of our Parthishwara.
Shiva Papa Vinasha Trilochana Ganga Jata Jala Samba Shiva.
శివ త్రిశూలధారి త్రినేత్రధారి పర్దిపురి
भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं। हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं। हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं।
हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं।
हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं। हरि भजन बिना शांति नहीं। Yeah.